Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Alegna Braveheart, and we're coming to you from Johannesburg, South Africa. Today we're going to do sweet and sour soya protein. Soya protein you may be familiar with. It's a dry good, but we're going to add ingredients to it to make it soft, moist, and very nice to the taste. We're going to cook it over couscous. Other ingredients we're going to use are a bit of onion, a bit of garlic, some fennel seed, and some green chilies. We're going to cook in olive oil. At the end, we're going to add some coriander leaves. We call it danya here in South Africa. We'll also use some water, some pre-prepared sweet and sour sauce that you can get from a grocery store, some soy sauce, and a bit of salt. So let's get started cooking our soya protein. Okay, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to add oil to our frying pan. This is olive oil I'm using, but you can use any oil, your favorite oil. And then we're going to flavor it with the onion, the garlic, the fennel, and the green chilies. So I'm going to add that in. We'll let that simmer for a while. The idea here is to flavor the oil so that it will then flavor the soya protein. So the soya protein is really nice because it pretty much takes on the flavor of anything that it's added to. I've added the green chili, but if you don't like your food spicy, you can leave that out. And you can vary this recipe any way you like. You can add lots of other ingredients. What I'm going to show you today is a very basic sweet and sour soy protein, but you can add other vegetables if you like and other kinds of flavorings in this oil base. So you want to cook this until the onions become transparent. Takes about 5 minutes. A lot of people don't like to use garlic or onion in their cooking, and you can leave that out and use other ingredients. Again, the idea is to flavor the oil for the soya protein. So if you have other ingredients that you can then fry that will flavor the oil, you can use those also, or instead of these. Okay, our onions are getting nice and soft now. So the next step is to add the soya protein itself and then stir it around so it soaks up some of the oil. So I'm adding the soya protein. And I'm letting the oil coat the soya protein. The soya protein in and of itself, like I said, doesn't have any flavor. So now we're adding flavor to the soya protein. Okay, once it looks like most of the oil has been soaked up, you can then add some water. Okay, so we've added some water, and with the water, just a little bit of salt. And we let this cook, and we let the soya protein soak up the water and get softer. The next step is to add a bit of flavor and also some color to the soya protein. We'll add the soy sauce. And you can vary the amount depending on how much soya protein you have. But basically you want all of the soy, or all of the soya protein, to come in contact with the soy sauce, because it's going to give it a nice brown color and also a nice flavor. You can see it's turning a bit brown. And the next to last step is to add your sweet and sour sauce. You do this at the very end. Once the soy protein is nice and soft and it's flavored, it has the water in it, The next to last thing you do is add the sweet and sour sauce. Mix that in really well. And the very final step in making the sweet and sour soya protein is to add your coriander leaves. In fact, these really don't need to cook. If they cook too long, they lose their flavor. So you want to do it right at the end. And it adds a nice green color to the dish and gives it a nice sweet flavor. So I'm going to mix that in and I'm going to turn off my oven. So there you have your sweet and sour soya protein. I'm going to make a little bit of couscous. You follow the directions on the box, but I'll quickly show you how to do it. You start boiling the water. You want equal amounts of water and couscous. Once the water comes to a boil, add a little bit of oil to keep the couscous from sticking, just a little bit, maybe about a teaspoon, and just a pinch of salt. Then just add the couscous. And the couscous will start swelling, absorbing the water. In about a minute, turn it down. Turn down the couscous and let it swell and just sit. So let it boil for about a minute. Once you've added the water, you basically let the couscous cook for about 2 minutes. Then turn down the heat, cover the couscous for maybe another 3 minutes, and then just let it sit. It's going to absorb the water and swell and steam a bit. And then you'll uncover it, stir it, and you'll have nice couscous grains. Okay, so we'll let the couscous get ready and we'll be right back to serve our sweet and sour soya protein. Okay, the couscous is ready. It's nice and fluffy. So I'm going to dish it out onto this plate. So we'll put the couscous there. And then over the couscous, you add your sweet and sour soya protein. And you have a nice, nutritious, beautiful vegetarian meal. This has been Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Next up is Between Master and Disciples. Thank you for joining us.
For more urgent details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.